ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cloudy, cool start to this Wednesday, October 22nd. 66 degrees outside right now, going up to about 80 today, tomorrow, and Friday, Saturday evening, Sunday morning, chance for showers, highs near 80. Then looking ahead to Halloween, highs around 70 degrees with lows in the 50s. And it's not going to be cold, but at least it's not going to be hot either. Let's talk to Jason Wagenspach now. Wagenspach, president of Film Louisiana. How you doing, Jason?
Good, Tommy. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
What's the film industry like in Louisiana these days?
Well, we're actually got a little uptick. We've got a couple of shows here on the ground in New Orleans. We got a show in St. Francisville, Baton Rouge right now. We got a couple more looking to get started before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And we just got back from Hollywood, and looks like we might have a good uptick starting in next year.
Tell me why.
Well, looks like they're starting to come back more domestically. We had a week-long tour of Los Angeles last week with everybody representing Film Louisiana. We had a great showing, about 13 people from our board coming out, really talking about how the benefits of Louisiana are there. And they actually turned around and said, you know what, domestically is where we're going to really try to start looking a little bit more and more prevalent now in 2026.
It would seem with all the different streaming services and the need for content that, man, your business would be going like crazy. Not the case?
You would think so, but I think we've discussed this in the past. It has a lot to do with the mayor that, money is a little bit cheaper and goes a little bit further when you get outside the United States right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you're starting to see a lot more talk around bringing business back into the United States, the film industry is starting to take aim as well and really look at how do we continue bringing more projects back home that we haven't seen here in the last 2 to 3 years. And so we're excited about that.
Does location shooting as opposed to like the CGI stuff matter?
Yeah, of course. All of those factors matter. And you get diverse locations, you know, here in the U.S., especially here in Louisiana with our great climate that we have and the mere fact that, you can double from many and multiple cities here in the state. We actually went out to Los Angeles to really promote the fact that we have a lot of those unique locations. We can double for other countries, other cities. And that's one of the main reasons we're obviously hearing a lot more about how Louisiana is going to make a comeback here real soon.
But how do you compete with foreign countries when it comes to, like you're saying, that the dollar goes farther there or you can get more there?
That's tough. And you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of these countries are sovereign nations and they can write checks, you know, at the blink of an eye to attract more production. But I really think that, again, the talent that we have in the United States, the creative nature that we have built up over the last 100, 150 years of creating content, and the mere fact that, a lot of who we create from and a lot of the people that are part of these creative industries want to stay home. I think they really are starting to realize we have great talent here. Why am I going 12 hours on a flight to actually go and work when I can do it right here at home?
When it comes to the people that are in the business like yourself that have capital investment, I don't know if there's debt service on that. Are you guys hurting right now or not?
Yeah, look, everybody is. I mean, when you have a market that, year over year has gone down 50%, everybody across the board is really kind of figuring out how to make things more efficient. They're obviously looking at their bottom line. There's a lot of things that are happening at the moment. And, you know, unfortunately, some of the businesses, you know, have really looked at what does it look like pivoting from outside of the industry. But again, as we see this little bit of uptick that we have here, and as we move into 2026 with a brighter future in front of us, I really think that the industry is going to see a nice little bring back, and a lot of those debt servicings will start to subside a little bit more.
We'll take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jason Wagon back about Film Louisiana. He's the president of Film Louisiana. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 727 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jason Wagon back with Film Louisiana. Jason, when it comes to the content needed for all the different streaming services, take me through how that whole process works, if you will, because ultimately it comes down to filming in Louisiana, production in Louisiana, your facilities being used, and the ancillary business that Louisiana businesses pick up. So how does it all start? You mentioned a trip to Hollywood. Do the uppity ups at Netflix, at the different production studios, Paramount? You know, so many times a movie comes on and you see 15 different people that are involved with it. Do you have to put together a consortium to produce a project? Then from there you decide where? Take me through it.
Well, it is that. It's a consortium. It does take an army to make a big budget project. And nowadays it varies. It really, you can be an independent filmmaker and do it, you know, with a smaller team and do independent distribution on your own via social media, YouTube, or obviously you can go the studio route, which is, you know, pitching a project to a studio, whether that's the optioning of a book or a life rights, making it into a script, hiring the writer, hiring the filmmaker, or what we call the director, and then piecing together, to put all the parts in place to be able to make a movie, all the stars, all the additional financing, you know, everything that comes into play. It's a juggernaut to actually get a movie made, especially these days with all of the legalities that come along with it. What does the market want? What are those needs? And how well are those going to show, you know, in audiences, whether it's on screens or in streaming? So it does take a lot. It is a long process. And having us, you know, go out there on a regular basis as Film Louisiana and as a large group showcasing what the state can offer really goes a long way in promoting what it is that we have in the state and why they want to come to the state of Louisiana.
Where's this going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You got capital investment. You got to be looking at this.
Absolutely. You know, we're looking at the changes and what's happening, the technologies that are changing, the use of, you know, virtual volume screens, the uses of how this production is really kind of, you know, utilizing the new tools of AI. And really where we're going to be headed in the storytelling phase. Are people really going to be looking at, you know, CGI and AI on a regular basis that they're going to get, you know, really kind of done with that and maybe want to go more towards human realism and more reality? Who knows? There's a lot of things that are being just kind of looked at on a regular basis, really quickly and rapidly changing basis. So it's very interesting at this moment.
Man, I hope so. I don't want to see any movie with green screen, this, that, CGI, nothing. Give me real actors and put them on location. That's what I want to see. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Wagon back, president of Film Louisiana. We'll talk to Eugene Green when we come back. New Orleans City Council member. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, 7:46, 14 till 8, joined by council member Eugene Green. Congratulations on a re-election, council member.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'm always pleased when I have an opportunity to talk to you, and so we'll be talking for the next 4 years.
Yes, sir. That's good. Let's talk about, look, I get somebody to text me 1,000 times each day, and I don't mean that I mind it. I'm just saying they're very involved, and first thing they wanted me to ask you is that you're part of the problem. City Hall has a spending problem. It's the council's fault. It's not the administration's fault. The payroll's too high, on and on and on. Your response to that, sir?
Well, the bottom line is that the city council budgets according to mayor's requests and goals, and also ours when we've had communication. So at the end of the day, when a budget is turned in and it's approved, it is fair for the city council to assume that unless someone comes back to us and says we have a need to change this budget, that the line items are being followed. I think that you're going to certainly find that the most important thing is that certain line items weren't followed according to what was budgeted for those line items, and it lingered too long. For example, we had significant police overtime, we have significant fire overtime, and no one's saying that that's not part of a system. But at the end of the day, you have to come back and make adjustments. And then there are some things that have happened. I understand that the club recognizes that, you know, this is a very serious issue. But we did have a terrorist incident followed by a Super Bowl, followed by an incredible Mardi Gras, which was under the Sear 1.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Designation by the federal government, there were some things that we had to do in terms of overtime to keep our citizens safe, but also to satisfy some of the concerns of the federal government, also just the concerns of our city in general. So we did those things. We spent significant money in areas of overtime. We weren't aware that the overtime spending was getting to the point where it was damaging our ability to balance the budget. So now we've got to make an adjustment.
And the person texts in again. I don't want to make this whole thing about this person, but about the payroll at City Hall is far too high, et cetera, et cetera. But if you start cutting a payroll, you're going to have to eliminate positions. If you eliminate positions, that eliminates services by reason, does it not?
Yeah, it's easy for people to say that, and it's important to know the facts. So do you want us to cut police, for example, because payroll is too high? We don't have the complement of officers that we would like to have, so many times those officers have to work overtime. Just on Sunday past and Monday past, you saw that we had to engage a significant number of officers in overtime fashion to keep our citizens safe during a concert that took place over two nights that in other cities, well, at least Atlanta, they canceled the concert. Those are the kind of pressures that exist in our city that are sometimes unable to be seen. And when you have events such as that terrorist event, you not only mobilize police, but you mobilize fire, you mobilize EMS to be prepared to make sure that an event like that doesn't happen. That's not the only reason, but it's important to recognize that I've been on the city council for 4 years. This is the first year that we're talking about this sort of budget deficit. And it's the first year that we're very honestly going to have to make those cuts that are necessary to bring the budget in line. But for everyone who's listening, for everyone who needs to know, we have to submit a balanced budget, and we're going to do so. We're going to propose different measures today. But the most important thing is at the end of the day, on December the 1st, the city of New Orleans is going to have a balanced budget. There'll certainly be more oversight. We do have a new mayor coming in. I think that it's going to be a little bit easier to conduct that oversight. But the bottom line is that we're going to make sure that certain line items are followed, or at least the department comes back to us to ask for the required budget adjustment.
For people that aren't in a council member, talk about line items and what it is that you're talking about.
For example, if the entire city budget has a line item of $13 million for police overtime. The funny thing is we didn't really budget much police overtime because nobody expected we'd have the issues that we're having now.
It was like $50,000 or something, wasn't it? Wasn't it crazy?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. But as soon as the terrorists struck and as soon as it was known that we were going to have issues with regards to preparation for Super Bowl, preparation for Mardi Gras, preparation for other events, we couldn't use as an excuse that we don't have enough officers to put our officers in place where they need to be, or that we don't have enough EMS workers to be prepared for eventualities that might not have happened in the past. So we had to provide those services. Those services weren't line items, they weren't identified in the amount that was spent. And so now at the end of the day, we're coming up to that issue. But look, it's beyond just overtime. We focus a lot on overtime. There are some things that we have to consider as a council. For example, the New Orleans City Council made a very deliberate decision to not raise taxes by not rolling forward its millage, because at the time we were hearing so many concerns that assessments were going up, that people were going to be taxed out of their homes. So we made a decision, which didn't really inure to our benefit in many ways, to not raise taxes, not roll forward the millage. But if you have increased expenditures in many areas, not just police overtime, but in other areas too, then one day you get to this point where you have to make the adjustment that is necessary to balance the budget. And that's what we're going to have to do.
So tell me about long-term and short-term solutions.
Long-term and short-term solutions are going to include a combination of potential cuts in certain areas. Every area of city government has been asked to submit a budget that is 30% lower. And of course, every time we have a hearing, we hear how that's going to be so detrimental to the city of New Orleans. But today we're going to propose a measure which includes selling of bonds to make sure that we have the revenues necessary, we have the assets available to make sure that our payroll for our city workers, which is of top priority. Remember, city workers include police, fire, emergency medical services, coroner services, and the like. We're going to make sure that we're not having layoffs in those areas, that we're not having furloughs in that area, and it makes us have to take on a bit of additional debt until we can write our budget.
Are there services that you think are likely to be cut that people should prepare for?
It is our goal that the level of services will continue, but of course, if you're asking for a 30% cut in each area, unless the revenue forecast comes back and says something else, you can imagine that there will be cuts in certain areas, such as responses to 311 calls. We respond to 30,000 of those a month. We may not be able to do so. But the bottom line is that there will be cuts in services in all areas, but it's important to recognize that we're not finished this process yet. We're identifying revenue measures. We're identifying revenue that might be available because it was in the coffers of other departments. This budget deficit has required the chief administrative office to take a strong look at potential sources of revenues, because of course the last thing we want is to burden residents unless we have to do so. So the bottom line is that we'll know more over the next couple of weeks. This budget process has still 2 weeks to go. No, multiple weeks to go, a little bit more than two.
So is the mayor, are you disappointed that the mayor's not more actively involved in this?
Well, the mayor is involved with discussions with our budget chair, but the bottom line is that I recognize that there's a big transition going on, and the mayor has submitted budgets that are 30% less in every department. So the mayor may not be making public pronouncements relative to it, but each of the department heads that is presented to us knows that there has to be cuts in certain areas, and that's at the request of the administration.
Councilman, I always admire people who try to improve the vocabulary of the audience and myself, and I give you credit for inure. I don't think anybody has ever used that word before. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll
have a good day.
Talk to you soon. All right, you bet. Over these years.
Thank you, sir. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member, inure. Look it up. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.